Chapter 15. The Rocky Tract. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Alif, Lam, Ra. These are the verses of the book, a plain Quran. Again and again will those who disbelieve wish that they were Muslims, amongst those who submitted themselves to Allah's will in Islam. Leave them to eat and enjoy, and let them be preoccupied with false hope. They will come to know. And never did we destroy a town, but there was a known decree for it. No nation can anticipate its term, nor delayed. And they say, O Muhammad, to whom the Quran has been sent down, indeed you are a madman. Why do you not bring angels to us, if you are of the truthful ones? We do not send angels down except with the truth. And if they had come, the disbelievers would have no respite. Indeed, it is we who have sent down the Quran, and surely we will guard it from corruption. Indeed, we sent messengers before you, O Muhammad, amongst the nations of old, and never came a messenger to them, but they ridiculed him. Thus do we let polytheism and disbelief enter into the hearts of the criminals, polytheists, pagans, because of their mockery at the messengers. They would not believe in the Quran, and already the precedent of Allah's punishment of the ancients, who disbelieved, has gone forth. And even if we opened to them a gate from the heavens, and they were to continue ascending to it, they would surely say, Our eyes have been dazzled. No, we are a people bewitched. And indeed, we have placed the stars in the heavens, and we beautified it for the beholders. And we have guarded the near heaven from every outcast devil. Except him that sneaks to listen, he is pursued by a clear flaming fire. And the earth we have spread out, and placed there firm mountains, and caused to grow there all kinds of things in due proportion. And we have provided there means of living for you and for those whose sustenance you are not responsible, such as the cattle, beasts, and other animals. And there is not a thing but its sources and treasures are with us, and we do not send it down except in a precise measure. And we send the fertilizing winds to fill the clouds heavily with water. Then cause the water to descend from the sky, and we give it to you to drink. And it is not you who are the owners of its stores, to give water to whom you like, or to withhold it from whom you like. And certainly it is we who give life and cause death, and we are the inheritors. And indeed, we know the first generations of you who passed away, and indeed we know the present generations of mankind, and also those who will come afterwards. And indeed, your Lord will gather them together. Truly, he is all-wise, all-knowing. And indeed, we created man from sounding clay of altered black smooth mud. As for the jinn, we created before that from the smokeless flames of fire. And remember when your Lord said to the angels, I am going to create a man from clay, molded into shape. So when I have fashioned him completely, and breathed into Adam the soul which I created for him, then fall down, prostrating yourselves to him. So the angels bowed down, all of them together, except Satan. He refused to be among those who bowed down. Allah said, O Satan, what is your reason for not being among the prostrators? Satan said, I am not the one to prostrate myself to a human being, whom you created from clay molded into shape. Allah said, Then get out from here, for indeed you are an outcast and a cursed one. And indeed, the curse shall be upon you till the day of resurrection. Satan said, O my Lord, then give me respite till the day the dead will be resurrected. Allah said, Then indeed you are of those reprieved till the day of time appointed. Satan said, O my Lord, because you sent me astray, I shall indeed adorn the path of error for mankind on the earth, and I shall mislead them all, except your chosen guided slaves among them. Allah said, This is the way which will lead straight to me. Certainly, you shall have no authority over my slaves, except those who follow you and who go astray, the criminals, polytheists and evildoers. And surely hell is the promised place for them all. It has 7 gates. For each of those gates is a special class of sinners assigned. Truly, the pious and righteous persons will be amidst gardens and water springs in paradise. It will be said to them, "Enter into paradise in peace and security." And we shall remove from their hearts any sense of injury that they may have. So they will be like brothers facing each other on thrones. No sense of fatigue shall touch them, nor shall they ever be asked to leave. Declare, O Muhammad, to my slaves, that truly I am the oft-forgiving, the most merciful, and that my torment is indeed the most painful torment. And tell them about the guests of Abraham. When they entered his dwelling and said, "Peace," Abraham said, "Indeed, we are afraid of you." The angels said, "Do not be afraid. We give you glad tidings of a son, possessing much knowledge and wisdom." Abraham said, "Do you give me glad tidings of a son when old age has overtaken me? Of what then is your news?" The angels said, "We give you glad tidings in truth, so be not of the despairing ones." Abraham said, "And who despairs of the mercy of his Lord except those who are astray?" Abraham again said, "What then is the business on which you have come, O messengers?" The angels said, "We have been sent to a people who are criminals, disbelievers, polytheists, sinners, all except the family of Lot, whom we are surely going to save from destruction, except his wife, whom we have decreed that she will be one of those who will remain behind, and she will be destroyed." Then, when the angels came to the family of Lot, he said, "Indeed, you are a people unknown to me." They said, "No, we have come to you with a torment which they have been doubting. And we have brought to you the truth of the news of the destruction of your nation, and certainly we tell the truth." Then travel in a part of the night with your family, and you travel behind them, and let no one amongst you look back, but go on to where you are ordered. And we made known this decree to him, that the roots of those sinners was to be cut off in the early morning. And the inhabitants of the city came rejoicing at the news of the young men's arrival. Lot said, "Indeed, these are my guests, so do not shame me, and fear Allah, and do not disgrace me." The people of the city said, "Did we not forbid you to entertain or protect any of the people from us?" Lot said, "These, the girls of the nation, are my daughters to marry lawfully, if you must act so. Indeed, by your life, O Muhammad, in their wild intoxication, they were wandering blindly. So an awful cry overtook them at the time of sunrise. And we turned the towns upside down, and rained down on them stones of baked clay. Surely, in this are signs for those who see or understand, or learn lessons from the signs of Allah. And indeed, the cities were right on the high road. Surely, in this is indeed a sign for the believers. And the dwellers in the wood, the people of Midian, to whom the prophet Shu'ayb was sent by Allah, were also polytheists and wrongdoers. So we took vengeance on them. They were both on an open highway, plain to see. And indeed, the dwellers of the rocky tract denied the messengers. And we gave them our signs, but they were averse to them. And they used to carve out dwellings from the mountains, feeling themselves secure. But an awful cry overtook them in the early morning, and all that which they used to earn did not avail them. And we created not the heavens and the earth, and all that is between them, except with truth. And the hour is surely coming, so overlook, O Muhammad, their faults with gracious forgiveness. Indeed, your Lord is the all-knowing Creator. And indeed, we have bestowed upon you the 7 repeatedly recited verses contained in the opening chapter and the great Quran. Look not with your eyes ambitiously at what we have bestowed on certain classes of the disbelievers, nor grieve over them. And lower your wings for the believers, and be courteous to the fellow believers, and say, "I am indeed a plain warner." We have sent down such warning on those who divided the Scripture into arbitrary parts, and who have made the Quran into parts, believed in a part and disbelieved in another. So by your Lord, O Muhammad, we shall certainly call all of them to account for all that they used to do. Therefore, proclaim openly that which you are commanded, and turn away from the polytheists, idolaters, and disbelievers. Truly, we will suffice you against the ridiculers, who set up along with Allah another God. They will come to know. Indeed, we know that your heart is grieved at what they say. So glorify the praises of your Lord, and be of those who prostrate themselves to him. And worship your Lord until there comes to you the certainty of death.